fearful times. Confusing, confused, contradictory. Makes you want to look for harmony. Getting into yin-yang these days. Day, night. Strong, weak. Water, fire. Order, chaos. You see, the northern slope of the mountain is dark and shady. The sudden sunlit. And then, as the sun moves through its day, the light becomes darker and the darker becomes light. Yin, yang. The interconnectedness of opposites. You have, of course, to skate over the patriarchal assumptions, feminine, passive, yin, contrasted with the forceful, active, masculine, yang. But then there's something unusual. In Chinese, most all combination words start with the dominant, and then comes the less dominant. Heaven, earth, is one word. The positive followed by the negative, if you so wish. And here suddenly, we have the feminine first. Yes, yin, and it precedes the masculine. So is this phonetic convenience? Or is it a reflection of a matriarchal past or a dream? Yin, yang, dark, light, female, male, moon and sun in an eternal dance. And we're talking here about a place where these days they just round up the Uyghurs and lock them up in camps. Beijing talks of re-education centers, but they look like concentration camps from here. There's a million people in there already. Now tell me now, what is a society, what is a country doing? Simply rounding up people on the basis of their ethnic origin. I mean, we started out looking for harmony. And look where we are now.